New Jersey held its first statewide vote-by-mail election yesterday. There was some confusion, and we won't have results for several of the closest races until the ballots arrive. Here with us to break it all down is WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Good morning.
Morning, David.
Even though we don't have results for many races, a victor emerged from the most closely watched contest. Amy Kennedy won the Democratic primary in the 2nd Congressional District. That's the seat held by Jeff Van Drew. Big surprise?
Yes and no, I would say. It's not surprising that a candidate from the Kennedy family, who also happens to be a bona fide local South Jersey girl, could win a Democratic congressional primary. But Amy Kennedy was going up against the most powerful party machine in the state. And in the last 2 weeks, the super PAC controlled by George Norcross, the party boss, spent almost $500,000 on the machine candidate, Bridget Callahan Harrison. Current Congressman Jeff Van Drew won the Democratic primary back when he was a Democrat in 2018, helped by the machine by 55%. So it is surprising, I might even go so far as to say stunning, to see the machine beaten. Callahan Harrison had the endorsement of Senate President Steve Sweeney, Senators Cory Booker and Bob Menendez, and there was a whole lot of ballot shenanigans in the district. And Amy Kennedy won. So that's something.
Okay, now Jeff Van Drew famously switched parties and pledged his undying support to President Trump. He was on the ballot in the Republican primary. How did he do?
He glided to easy victory, which is also a little surprising. It's a closed primary in New Jersey, so these are the voters who've been voting against him during his 3 decades in elective office. But now he's a Republican. He seems to have been taken into the fold. So it'll be Amy Kennedy against Van Drew in November. The district is evenly split between registered Republicans and Democrats. So that's going to be a close one to watch. The other interesting story from yesterday's results is about the Republican who was supposed to run in the 2nd district and then bowed out when Van Drew switched parties.
You're talking about David Richter?
Right. Richter is a former CEO of Hill International and was self-funding his campaign. He was the candidate endorsed by the GOP in the 2nd district until Van Drew pledged his undying support to President Trump. So he bought a house right next door in the 3rd congressional district. That's the seat currently held by freshman Democrat Andy Kim. And it's a race the Cook Political Report lists as a toss-up listed, and the Republicans have been targeting. The strange thing is that not only was Richter a carpetbagger, but the other Republican candidate in the race, Kate Gibbs, initially had a lot of party support. The race hasn't been called yet, but Richter has a 30-point lead, so he'll likely face Kim in November.
2018 was the year that Democratic women worked to flip Republican seats in Congress. What are you hearing about these congressional races this year?
For the primary, even without full results, I think it's clear that the same progressive activists, many of them women who took on 3 different kinds of fights in the Democratic primary. We already talked about the way they took on the South Jersey machine. They also challenged centrist North Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer because they see him as too conservative, and Hudson County Congressman Albie Osiris for treating his seat like a no-show job. The challengers to both Gottheimer and Sears generated a lot of excitement from grassroots activists and got some positive coverage in the media, but that ultimately didn't translate to votes. Sears has around 75% of the vote in his district so far this morning, and even those results aren't final, but Gottheimer also looks to have a pretty comfortable lead in his race. Congressional incumbents haven't lost a primary race in more than 40 years in New Jersey, so... And we're talking primary, not general. But, you know, so I think the activists say, you know, they're going up with the machine and ballot design and the groups that it makes it much harder to win those races. Critics say the line helps magnify the power of the state's efficient political machine. So a group of activists has filed a lawsuit challenging the state's ballot design. But that's the long game. Clearly, it's not going to do much help for the insurgent candidates this year.
Okay, and when will we have results?
Well, the ballots postmarked yesterday have a full week to be delivered. Let's hope that most of them got postmarked. And then county election departments have another week to finish counting them. So for very close races, if there are any, it could take 2 weeks.
Okay. WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.